Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 9th of May, seated at the right hand. Prior to his departure into heaven, Jesus said to his disciples, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Through the baptism of the Spirit, those who were born of God and were established in the New Jerusalem, the Bride of Christ, would receive the capacity to reveal the Son through the proclamation of the Gospel in the world. At the conclusion of his 40-day ministry, the Son ascended from the Mount of Olives into heaven. He did not go to the Father's throne. Rather, he sat down on his own throne at the right hand of the Father, having received again the glory that he had before. This was his glory as Yahweh's Son. He is now seated on the throne as Yahweh's Son, Son of God and Son of Man. As the Apostle John noted, on his head are many crowns. We note in this regard that Jesus said it was to our advantage that he returned to where he was before, saying, "For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you." In other words, it was better for them to receive the Holy Spirit than for Christ to remain with them physically. This is because it is only through the Holy Spirit that we can be born again and be joined to the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The glorified Son of Man is now King and Priest. Seated at the right hand of the Father where he was before, he is now ministering as High Priest of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man. The references used in today's devotions are Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Mark chapter 16 verse 19, John chapter 17 verse 5, Revelation chapter 19 verse 12, John chapter 16 verse 7, John chapter 3 verse 5, and Hebrews chapter 8 verses 1 and 2. For further study, Hebrews chapter 8.